So, if your doctors didn't tell you this, didn't forward that email to you, guess what? You should fire them. Because since 2005, hundreds of, because the doctors kept telling it's a genetic disease and somebody needs to go to jail. Well, in 2003, Journal of the American Medical Association came out with an herb that gives you the same treatment benefit as pharmaceuticals for lowering blood pressure, and there's no side effects in this herb. It's called dark chocolate. Hooah! And so we came up with, of course, Cocojivity liquid, which has the flavanols of the chocolate, which are there to support healthy blood pressure levels. And then also the pieces, which I love to take on the road, the triple treat chocolate, which has the flavanols also to help support healthy blood pressure levels without pharmaceuticals. It's a lot more fun, too, to eat chocolate than it is to take pharmaceuticals to have a side effect of death. You've all heard that cholesterol is a cause of cardiovascular disease. Somebody's clicking a pen over there, popping something. Stop it. Okay. Their idea of healing a heart is bypass surgery, stents, and heart transplants. That's their idea of healing a heart. They believe that cardiovascular disease, plugged arteries, is due to cholesterol. Heart attacks and strokes are due to cholesterol. Well, all those autopsies they did with Marlon Perkins, guess what? In 1971, wrote a paper which showed very clearly that obstructed arteries were caused by inflammation, eating things like fried foods and salad dressings and cooking oils, not cholesterol. Everybody laughed at me. Well, it turns out this whole cholesterol thing was an ad campaign for this product. Just about 6 months ago, two-page article in Wall Street Journal that had this story. I'd looked for 35 years for the pivotal paper that showed the cholesterol was the cause of plugged arteries and heart attacks and strokes. Couldn't find it. The reason I couldn't find it, it never existed. It turns out that in 1901, Wilhelm Naumann, a German chemist, was hired by the German Navy to come up with a lubricant for diesel engines for submarines. He was very successful. It had the consistency of lard. He was very successful, but they only had 100 submarines, and so he had a very small market. His royalties were very poor, so he sold his patent on this lubricant for Nazi submarines to a soap manufacturing company in Great Britain, in the UK. They were a failure at selling this stuff. They wanted to sell it as soap, and everybody's making their own soap in 1901, 1905, 1924. And so Procter & Gamble in the United States, a very famous company here, bought the rights to this lubricant and tried to sell it as soap. They couldn't sell it as soap either, so they said, well, the next biggest group of customers is going to be food. Let's sell it as food. Remember, this is a lubricant for Nazi submarine diesel engines. We're going to sell it as food. Well, the guy had a guy on a board by the name of Ansel Keys, who's on the board of Procter & Gamble, on the board of a new professional organization called the American Heart Association. And Ansel Keys was able to broker a deal where, as Procter & Gamble gave the American Heart Association $1.7 million in exchange for endorsing Crisco as a healthier way to eat rather than lard and butter and cream. As soon as they put that on the shelf, coronary artery disease appeared, which had never been found before. Everybody jumped in because there was so much advertisements going on. Everybody looked at it and said, well, Ansel Keys has to be right. And so even Time Magazine said cholesterol was bad back in those days. They couldn't get Norman Rockwell to paint a picture for them, so they got a normal Norman Rockwell-esque guy to do it. And this was the first a good housekeeping seal of approval. It was paid for by Procter & Gamble on Crisco. The new Crisco, made to help take the fat worry out of good eating, has the highest levels of unsaturates. Ansel Keys was having a terrible hard time selling Crisco, even with all that advertising and the endorsement from the American Heart Association. They just couldn't sell it. He said, we have to have something sexier. So he came up with what he called the Seven Countries Diet. Nobody remembers the Seven Countries Diet because it didn't sell one can of Crisco. And it was he looked at seven countries. He looked at England and Spain, and he looked at France, Portugal, Greece, Italy, and he just couldn't couldn't make it work. So he just settled on the island of Crete and took 75 people from the island of Crete who were kind of eating the way he wanted to. Okay. And he changed the name from the Seven Countries Diet to the Mediterranean Diet. The Mediterranean Diet survey, they said it was the Mediterranean Diet. Guess what? Science News, June 2012, came out and said, good cholesterol, not so beneficial. Well, your doctor says it's everything. He said, higher HDL, high density lipoprotein, the good cholesterol levels don't reduce heart disease. That's because there's not a single heart disease or vascular disease that's caused by cholesterol. Congestive heart failure is caused by a deficiency of a single vitamin. We've known that for 300 years. Cardiomyopathy heart disease is caused by a deficiency of a single mineral, selenium. I've done 1,700 autopsies in kids that have died of that one. 1,700 published in both here in America and in China. And coronary artery disease is not caused by cholesterol. It's caused by eating